Welcome to Super Scoreboard's 5 Grand Fan. We are here for the summer, bringing you all the very latest sports news, a chance to win £5,000. And you can give us a call on 0141 951 1025.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
5 Grand Fan. Register to play
at ClydeOne.com.
Very good evening to you. Welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard's 5 Grand Fan. I'm Alison Conroy, and joining me tonight in the studio is Roger Hanna. Johnny Hayes believes his move to Celtic can help his international prospects. Pedro Caixinha says he can see real progress in his Rangers team. And Partick Thistle accept a fee from Barnsley for Liam Lindsay. Remember, you can give us a call on 0141 951 1025. Good evening, Roger. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you, Alison.
Yep. One eye on the tennis there,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, Andy Murray looks as if he's going out in the first round of Queens, unbelievable, against a lucky loser who didn't even know he was playing until a couple of hours ago when Aljaz Bedene pulled out Jordan Thompson, not the Rangers one, a young tennis player from Australia, is playing the game of his life, won the first set on a tie break, and it's two breaks up at 5-2 in the second set.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted on that one. Let's go to Rangers. Pedro Caixinha believes he's seeing real progress in the way he wants his Rangers team to play next season. They drew 1-1 with TNS in a closed doors game yesterday, with latest signing Alfredo Morales featuring from the bench. Some quotes from the website: I'm really happy with the work of the boys and they're getting the progress. They know what they're doing on the pitch, not only as one line but as a combination of two lines, the whole team, and I'm happy with that. Roger, not one line, two lines.
Well, Alec Ray would have them, the opposition, playing between the lines, wouldn't they, Alison? All the Rangers supporters, quite rightly, fascinated to see how this new look Rangers team beds into a new season. They won't have too long to wait. This opening game against Progress in Niederkorn, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, a week on Thursday, just 9 days from now, Europa League first qualifying round, first leg. Rangers should get through. I'm certain Rangers will get through. Second round against either Limassol or St Joseph's or Gibraltar. Limassol, you would think, again, you would expect Rangers to get through. And maybe these are four games that are going to be crucial for Pedro Caixinha in allowing all the new signings to bed into the team, because they're going to have to hit the ground running this season.
He said as well, we have a lot to improve in the last third of the pitch, the last pass, the last decision, the finishing, being more aggressive and arriving to the finishing position, so we definitely need to improve that. But on the overall process, I need to be happy though, that we need to have the winning mentality, knowing the process is one thing, but what we also want is the product, and winning is almost always the most important thing, but the process to get it going is in the right direction. Quite difficult to read those quotes.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't read that out as a rousing pre-match team talk, Alison. Listen, the Rangers supporters don't know where Pedro Caixinha is coming from. They want what he wants. They want a Rangers team that's more successful, that's more entertaining, that finishes higher up the Premiership. And it initially, at the start of the season, makes an impact in the Europa League, because Dave King has never hidden from the fact that Rangers could do with the extra revenue streams that a run into the Europa League groups gives them.
Yep.
They're seeded in this round. They're actually not seeded in the second round. I think Limassol are the seeded team in the second round. So they should get through these two rounds. And if the draws came to them in rounds 3 and 4, maybe they will gel quickly. And it would be great for Scottish football, not just Rangers, and Aberdeen and St Johnstone there as well. Celtic, of course, in the Champions League qualifiers. We want as many teams as possible to get as far as possible, certainly further than Andy Murray's got at Queen's.
Well, I was just going to say, Andy Murray has just gone out at Queen's in the first round.
Yeah, and it's the worst possible preparation for Wimbledon. He said yesterday that after a decent run to the semi-finals at the French Open a week or two back, he saw Queen's as crucial for his own preparation. It's been a competition that's been kind to him in the past. I think he's won it 5 times. He's not going to win it a 6th this season.
There are a lot of casualties in the first round today. Milos Raonic has gone out. Stan Wawrinka, they're both out as well in the first round. A lot of big names going.
Yeah, and what's surprising me, you know, Andy Murray, famed for his fitness, famed for his stamina on court. He looks absolutely shattered going off court there. Lost 2 sets to love, straight sets against this very little known Australian, Jordan Thompson. And you wonder about him going into Wimbledon now, what state he's going to be, because it's not been a great first half to the year for him.
He said this week that he felt that he was getting back to his best. This could really dent that confidence.
Well, he was. I think you know, if you remember the position he was going into the French Open, he did a miserable time, not a lot was expected of him, and he really picked up form, got through to the semi-final where he lost to Wawrinka. I think he had high hopes for Queens. He's obviously got high hopes for Wimbledon, but he's going to have to find a bit of form somewhere.
Probably the best thing for this Jordan Thompson that he was playing was the fact that he didn't actually know he was playing Andy Murray till a couple of hours ago.
Well, that was the thing. It was supposed to be the great British battle. Aliaz Bidini, the Slovenian-born Brit, British number four, was to take on Murray. He pulled out injured just 2 or 3 hours ago. Jordan Thompson's what they describe at Queens as a lucky loser. He was waiting for anyone to withdraw just so he could get a game of tennis this afternoon. And not only has he got a game of tennis, he's beaten the world number one in straight sets.
Yep, you did hear it right. Andy Murray is out of Queens in the first round. We'll go back to Rangers. I said that they did play TNS yesterday, a closed doors game, a 1-1 draw. Some quotes from former Motherwell defender Stephen Saunders, who now plays for them. He said Rangers were no more than okay against us. They had a lot of the ball and kept possession well, but they lacked something in the final third. I played in Europe last season with New Saints, and to be honest, I did expect their new signings from abroad to show more than they did. One player who did show up well was Dalziel on the left wing. He has a look of being a special player, but will also need to adjust to the new style of play and being asked to perform in a different country and all it brings. There's only so much you can take from a closed doors game early on.
Of course there is, and it doesn't matter at all. So much of it is about getting the players up to speed fitness wise. Bedding in players like Dalziel, like Alfredo Morelos, Cardoso, just getting used to their new teammates, getting used to the demands of Pedro Caixinha and his backroom team. So it's all about preparation. Wouldn't have mattered yesterday if they had lost 5-0 to TNS. The important games, the one starting against Progress in 9 days' time.
Alfredo Morelos signed on yesterday. He's the latest signing, and there seems to be a lot of good reports coming out about him.
Yeah, I've seen reports from various people with a knowledge of Finnish football and knowledge of his work at HGK Helsinki, the likes of Miksu Pantalainen, Simo Valakari, I believe today Jonathan Johansson, the Rangers' first team coach, a Finnish international in his day, was speaking warmly about him. But it's like anything else. What Alfredo Morelos and Dalziel, and Peña, and Herrera, and Candeias, any of them, what they've done before now really is irrelevant. It's all about what they do once they pull on a Rangers shirt, starting with this Europa League qualifier next week, against Progress.
Yeah, next Thursday night, 7:45. Hopefully, Rangers fans didn't rush to book their flights for the away leg the following week, because it won't be the 6th of July, it'll be Tuesday, the 4th of July, because the stadium's being used by another team on the 6th.
Yeah, I think they were hoping to, I think the game's been moved, is it to the Stade José Bartel, which is effectively the national stadium in Luxembourg City. Its capacity, more than twice the capacity of Progress's own stadium. They're anticipating a lot of Rangers supporters making the journey. It's the first European trip for Rangers in 6 years, and that is why the game's been moved forward 48 hours.
This is the Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Fan. We'll speak to Alec in Parkhead shortly, but it's time to get our first contestant of the evening onto the phone to try and get himself onto the leaderboard to win that £5,000 at the end of the summer. It's James Rooney in Blantyre. Hello, James.
Hiya, how you doing?
I'm all right. Yourself?
I'm a hundred and one.
Good. You're very quiet. Could you speak up a little bit?
Okay, is that being a bit better?
Yeah, that's a little bit better. How are you feeling about getting yourself onto this leaderboard?
Oh, very confident.
Oh, good. That's what I like to hear. Excellent. And you're a Celtic fan?
Yes, I am.
Happy with Johnny Hayes coming in at the weekend?
Not too bad. I'd like to see somebody with a high profile now, though.
Yeah.
What? Like a bigger name.
Are you confident that'll happen?
I think so. I think Rodgers could influence somebody to come in north.
Yeah. Right, let's try and get you onto this leaderboard. Remember, it's 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. You can pass, but I need to take your first answer. All right, James. Which Northern Irish team could Celtic draw in their Champions League qualifier?
Linfield.
Liverpool are close to signing Egyptian winger Mohamed Salah from which Italian team?
Torino.
Who play their home games at Starks Park?
Rovers.
Which club did Luther Blissett make most of his appearances?
Tottenham
Hotspur. Where do AC Milan play their home games?
San Siro.
How many seconds did it supposedly take Johnny Hayes to be sold on a move to Celtic?
30.
Partick Thistle have agreed a transfer fee from Barnsley for which player?
Liam Lindsay.
Okay. How do you think you got on there?
I'm going to go
back 4 or a 5
maybe.
You got a 5, I can tell you, James.
Well done, James.
Yep, so it is Linfield that Celtic could draw in their Champions League qualifier. Liverpool are close to signing Egyptian winger Mohamed Salah from Roma.
Uh-huh.
Raith Rovers do play their home games at Starks Park. Luther Blissett made most of his appearances for Watford. AC Milan do play their home games at the San Siro. It did take Johnny Hayes 30 seconds to be sold on a move to Celtic. And it's Liam Lindsay that Partick Thistle have accepted a bid for. So you did get 5. So James, so in with a good chance of making it into that final week.
That's good.
All right, James, well done.
Hopefully I won the 5 grand then.
Yeah, you're still in with a chance. You're still
fingers
there.
Crossed.
Well done, James.
Right, no
bother. Bye. Let's go on the lines. We've got Alec in Parkhead. Hello, Alec.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi,
very
Alec.
Well, thanks.
I obviously, with the signing of Johnny Hayes, you know, that's reported the 1.3 million, I think it's good, you know, that, you know, a transaction like this happened between two clubs again, because, you know, you'd like to think the 1.3 going to Aberdeen, it's staying in Scotland, then, you know, there's, you'd like to think other teams in Scotland, maybe a St Johnson, Hart, whatever, they'll get a wee kickback after the money that obviously Aberdeen have got for Celtic, because I think, you know, every penny that we can try and generate for the Scottish game, you know, it can only help and try and enhance it a wee bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, listen, I would tend to agree, and there's been plenty of money coming in to Scottish football. Partick Thistle, a club record fee for Liam Lindsay, going down to Barnsley. Liam Boyce, a club record fee, leaving Ross County to get down to Burton Albion today as well. As you say, Aberdeen getting a 7-figure sum for Johnny Hayes, as well as getting Ryan Christie for a season-long loan. So there's plenty of money swelling about. You would like to think there would be a bit of scope for the likes of Alan Archibald and Jim McIntyre, as well as Derek McInnes, to spend some money to bring some fresh blood into the Premiership and to make it a more exciting, more appealing competition than it was. You know, it was very, very one-sided last season, more one-sided than it's ever been before. And you see Liam Boyce going down to Burton Albion today saying, you know, Burton Albion's a step up for him. It's maybe a bit harsh in the Premiership, but you can see where he's coming from. So any money that comes in, any money that can help our game, you're quite right, Alec, it needs to be embraced.
Obviously, I'm really pleased with the signing of Johnny Hayes. You know, I know that I think the Celtic fans are a wee bit splitting it, but, you know, this isn't the key marquee signings that Brendan's wanting for Europe. You know what I mean? He's not made a secret, you know, that he wants a couple of quality players. Johnny Hayes is going to be great for the Scottish game. Plus, you know, I think, you know, with the added mix of Brendan flung in, I think he could be a wee surprise in the European games as well.
Alec, this is going to sound obvious, but every signing can't be Henrik Larsson. There are times where the signing is not going to come in and be the best player in the squad. Sometimes clubs need just to bring in a player just to improve the squad fractionally. If you remember, you know, Chris Commons is away now. Ryan Christie is away out on loan, and you wonder if he's got a future at Celtic. Gary Mackay-Stephen will probably leave in the summer as well. You would think he's disappeared down the pecking order. So just in terms of numbers for the squad, Johnny Hayes will probably enhance things for Celtic. I know what you mean, the support split on him. You understand why. He's 29 coming 30. He's come from another Premiership team. I think Johnny Hayes will do fine.
Obviously, you know, for me, he's an exciting, attacking, forward-thinking player. When he gets the ball, he just wants to run. So when I turn up to watch my team on a Saturday, whatever it is, that's what I want to see. And you know for sure when Johnny gets the ball, he's only going to have one thing in his mind. He's either wanting to go and try and goodbye folk, or he's wanting to have a pop at goal.
Yeah, and listen, you saw in the Scottish Cup final when he scored that goal, he does have an eye for goal. That was his best ever season. So he might just be one of these players who blossoms at a late age. You know, that was him, 29 years of age. He's playing better than he's ever played in the past. He's got in now. He's got half a dozen caps for Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane at the Republic of Ireland. And as I say, I think he'll be a decent signing for Celtic. I really do.
Thanks to Alec. Jamie Kilbarkin's given us a call on 01419511025 as well. Hello, Jamie.
Hello, good evening.
How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I've just got a wee slight concern being a Celtic fan. I might be jumping the gun a little bit, but I'm concerned about the lack of the kind of transfer activity with Celtic, or even the talk about it. Now, the last time when Celtic done really well, before Brendan Rodgers, right, was Martin O'Neill when we got to the UEFA Cup final. We done very well, we earned a lot of money, which a lot of people seem to be concerned about these days, and we done very well, but we rested on our laurels, and we didn't sign players for a long time. Rangers caught was inevitably, and stuff went the way it went. Now, I know we signed Johnny Hayes the other day, and I'm concerned with Celtic, even though Brendan Rodgers has done amazing. Now, was that the way we're going to go down the road again? Are we not going to get signings in? Are we going to lessen our laurels and let the bank balance go up? I'm just really concerned which that might actually happen. Brendan Rodgers thinks the squad is good enough to go on. Now, we don't know how good the new Rangers squad is with these new players is, but is we taking a bit of a gamble, or is it going to come out bang and Celtic are going to sign some great signings? I'm just concerned, is there any activity, is there any talk with the press know about, which the average Celtic fan don't know about?
I certainly wouldn't be concerned. We're sitting here on June the 20th, Celtic have more than 2 months. Celtic are in a good place at the minute, I'm sure you would agree. They swept everything before them domestically last season and got into the Champions League groups. I don't think Brendan Rodgers will go and buy 6 or 7 players this summer. I always thought he might bring in 3, maybe 4 in the summer just to make up the numbers that have been lost, but he will always look to improve the quality of the squad. Johnny Hayes, you could maybe say, is an improvement on, you know, a 33, 34-year-old Chris Commons who's gone. I think there'll be at least 2, possibly 3 signings, and knowing the way Brendan Rodgers operates, look at him last summer. You know, he didn't go daft. He get Moussa Dembele and Scott Sinclair, as well as Kolo Touré, and Dembele and Sinclair were terrific. So
I would love that the way it's going. It's just that we don't even seem to get a sniff. And after the 53,000 season that got sold, I know speaking from my friends, we're concerned a wee bit. But it's just like a wee sniffer. Maybe they're just going to pull out the bag and sign a couple of quality signings. Doesn't have to be marquee signings, just quality signings. But just to get a wee bit slightly concerned. But maybe that's the Celtic going to be their business goods. I was just wondering if you're in the press, if any sniffs are decent, it's coming along.
I mean, the signings came late last summer as well. You look at Scott Sinclair, for example. He signed just before the first game of the season.
Yeah, and listen, Rangers are the exception to the rule this summer. Rangers have done their business early. I think Pedro Caixinha wanted to do it early because he wanted his players in before this opening European game on the 29th of June. Celtic, there is no panic at Celtic. Celtic can go in to the game most likely against Linfield and then the next qualifier with the squad that they've got, and I think all the supporters will be quite comfortable with that. Even if Brendan Rodgers leaves it until 10:30 on the 31st of August, you know, if he needs to do it that way, he would do it that way because he's quite comfortable, but he would like to bring in a couple of quality players, and Brendan Rodgers will not be rushed.
Thank you to Jamie for giving us a call. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboards at 5 Grand Fan. Susie will have the travel after these.
The Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
5 Grand Fan. Make a summer signing now by signing up to play
at ClydeOne.com.
This is Clyde One Super Scoreboards 5 Grand Fan with me, Alison Conroy, and Roger Hanna on this Tuesday night. Well, let's go to Celtic. And Johnny Hayes believes joining the club can only help his international prospects. The wingers, of course, moved from Aberdeen on a 3-year deal. And after being in and out of the Ireland setup, he's hoping this move can change things.
I know last season we obviously finished a number of points behind Celtic, and I've come here now knowing that it's going to be hard to get into the team. I know it's a big challenge, but it's what I'm looking forward to. I'm relishing the prospect of getting to play with the players. It is a bigger stage, there's no doubt about it. Playing out there in front of that crowd every week, more people come to games, it's going to be a higher standard, and it can only help me with international ambitions. I've got full confidence in the manager. I think he can only improve me as a player, and I know I will need to improve to try hold on a regular place in this team. Celtic's always been, since I've moved to Scotland, Celtic's always been the pinnacle of Scottish football.
How much can this move improve his international prospects?
Yeah, I think it must. He said yesterday that Martin O'Neill had congratulated him on the move, was very excited for him to be making the move. If he's playing at the higher level, you know, in the Champions League, it can only help if he's playing against better players and playing with better players, as he will be at Celtic. It's bound to enhance his chances. He's in the squad, he's a fixture in the squad now. the next task for Johnny Hayes, a bit like at club level now with Celtic, the challenge is not just to settle for being a squad player, mm-hmm. it's to push hard to get into the team.
Yeah, of course. And the new fixtures for the new season are released on Friday morning. And he says Aberdeen will be the first one he looks for.
It's a fixture I look out for. I spoke to the chairman at Aberdeen a couple of days ago about obviously looking forward to going back and how I wish them well and everything goes through with the new stadium, etc. But it'll be the first fixture I look out for. It'll obviously be the Aberdeen game, particularly going back to Pittodrie, where obviously I'm very fond of Aberdeen and as I said, I look forward to it.
He will be looking forward to that one after being on the losing side 6 times last season.
Yeah, and it'll be an interesting Aberdeen team he goes to face. Obviously, he's gone, Niall McGinn's gone, Peter Pollard's gone, Ryan Jack's gone, Ash Taylor's gone. So, Derek McInnes, I believe he comes back to Aberdeen later this week. And he's got a job on his hands. He's decided to pledge his future to Aberdeen. Didn't want to take the offer at Sunderland. He believes that there are exciting times ahead at Aberdeen, but Johnny Hayes mentioned that he had spoken to the chairman in the last few days. I think Derek McInnes will want more talks with the chairman as well to make sure the club back him to keep Aberdeen where they are.
The chairman has suggested that they will do that.
Yeah, they have. Listen, Greg Tansey's in already on a Bosman from Inverness. But interesting to see, you know, can they pay fees? If so, how high can they go for fees? There's Liam Lindsay. Liam Lindsay would have been an ideal signing for Aberdeen. Mm-hmm. Ready-made replacement for Ash Taylor. For me, he's a better player than Ash Taylor. He could have gone up there, settled in. He knows the league. I think it would have enhanced his international ambitions, but he's gone to Barnsley. So that's one quality player who won't be going to Aberdeen. It'd be interesting to see what level they can get to in terms of spending money.
This is the Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
£5,000.
Let's get another contestant on the line for Clyde One Super Scoreboards at £5,000. And we've got Alex McLaughlin in Hamilton. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. You're a Rangers fan?
Correct, yes.
How are you feeling about everything that's happening at your club this summer?
Time will tell.
Have you had a look at all at what's going on?
Yeah, well, I'm sceptical, so I'm just going to see how it goes.
You're hoping there's quality in there as well as quantity?
Yes, that's needed. So we've got 2 centre-halves, so that's a start. So.
How are you feeling about this £5,000 fan?
Give it a go.
Good stuff. Remember, it's 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. You can pass, but I have to take your first answer. Okay?
Thank you.
Which country is hosting the Euro Under 21 Championships?
Poland.
Florentino Perez has been re-elected president of which La Liga team?
Real Madrid.
In which year did Rangers play in the UEFA Cup final?
2008.
Who's the current captain of Dundee?
Pass.
Which sandwich company was the main sponsor for Inverness during the 2014-15 season?
Subway.
Which former Rangers defender works as a minister at the Zion Praise Centre in Kirkcaldy?
No idea, pass.
In which area of Glasgow would you find Partick Thistle Stadium?
Middy Hill.
Okay. How do you think you got on there?
4, I think.
You got a 5. Can't tell you, Alex, which is a popular number to finish on. Euro champion under 21 championships are being played in Poland. It is Real Madrid that Perez has been re-elected president of. 2008 Rangers played in that UEFA Cup final. Darren O'Dea is the captain of Dundee. That was just confirmed yesterday. Subway did sponsor Inverness Cali Thistle. Which former Rangers defender works as a minister at the Zion Praise Centre in Kirkcaldy? Roger.
Marvin Andrews.
And you will find Partick Thistle Stadium in Maryhill. So you got a 5, Alex. So still in with a chance of winning that £5,000 at the end of the summer.
Okay, thank you.
Right, well done, Alex.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
There we go. I thought he would have got Marvin Andrews. You think that's an easy one as well?
Yeah, yeah. Big Marv, a title winner with Rangers back in 2005, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was reading something. Apparently he's fully booked for the whole year for doing weddings.
Yes, there you are. A year too late for you, Alison.
Oh, well, I'm sure he'll survive. Oh, Partick Thistle.
We can maybe do Gordon Dale's next one.
Well, maybe, yes. We'll line him up.
All the one after that.
Poor Gordon. Partick Thistle have already mentioned it. They've accepted a fee from Barnsley for Liam Lindsay after the defender rejected a move to Oxford. He'll now travel for talks with the Championship side. Partick Thistle returned to pre-season training today, and despite the short break, boss Alan Archibald says the players are delighted to be back.
As much as they like the break, I think they miss it. They're okay when they're away, but once they get back in the house, they get a wee bit stir-crazy. And they look refreshed and ready to go again.
You've made a couple of signs already, Blair Spittle. One of them, how happy are you to get him in?
Yeah, delighted. I tried to get Blair before he left Queen's Park to go to Dundee United. So, no, we're great to get him in. I'm honoured him for the last kind of year and his progress, and hopefully he can come here and kick on again in the Premier League.
What do you think he's going to add to the squad?
Well, hopefully a bit of creativity. I think that was one aspect of our play last year. We sometimes struggled at times. So hopefully he brings that. He brings a set piece as well. He can take a good free kick in a corner, and something we've been short of in recent seasons.
Liam Lindsay hasn't gone yet. He's decided not to go to Oxford. What do you see happening with him?
Well, I think we've now agreed a fee with Barnsley. So he trained today, so it might change over the next couple of days. He'll probably go down and speak to them and take it from there. But that's the state of play at the moment. But as I said, he trained this morning, and we'll see what happens, transpires over the next couple of days.
How much of a loss is he going to be for you?
Yeah, I think he's a huge loss. A lot of things, he's a left-sided centre-half, and it's hard to get. It gives you that good balance in your team. If you ask any manager, that's what you want to go with, a left footer and a right footer. But the good thing is, if it happens now, it gives us a couple of months to get somebody in, rather than happening in the last week of the window. I've seen horror stories over the last couple of seasons of teams losing their best players in the last day or two, and we didn't want that. We knew there was other interest. We knew that there was other interest there, so we'll take it. I mean, I said before, if he stays, he stays. I'm delighted if he stays and plays another 40 games, and he might get an even better club. But I think it's a good move for him. I think, no disrespect to Oxford, but I think he's better than League One. But a Championship would be a good move for him. It still gives him a great short window. It gives a lot of people watching him, and he's playing against top players every week if he goes there.
We've already touched on it, but it would be a huge loss for Partick Thistle.
Yeah, and like anything else, it now depends how much of the money Alan Archibald can get, and you know what kind of quality can he find. Gerry Britton has been working tirelessly to bring young players through. Andrew McCarthy was the latest off the production line into the first team at the tail end of last season. Is there a young centre-half there who could be the next Liam Lindsay? Mm. Or is there any money available there to Thistle to go and get someone? They've already lost Niall Keown. Remember, he's gone back to Reading after his loan spell. So it could be a completely new look central defence. And it's a big season for the Jags, because having got into the top six, a best league finish in 36 years last season, they won't want to lose any ground.
And it's a frustration for Scottish football fans. It always is. A player like Liam Lindsay, as you've already said, chooses to move down south.
Well, unfortunately, that's where the money is. If you don't go to Celtic at the minute as things stand, then perhaps the most lucrative offers for players are down south. Some will stay up here. The likes of Ryan Jack had offers down south and chose to go to Rangers. You know, the likes of, I think, Kenny McLean at the time he went to Aberdeen could have gone to the lower leagues in England. John McGinn at the time he went to Hibs could have gone elsewhere. So a few players do hang around, but the majority of them, and listen, you see it summer after summer after summer, do decide to get down and chase the money down south.
And some news just coming into us. Rangers have confirmed that Mark Allen is the new director of football at the club. He was at Manchester City as their academy director. He was there for 7 years and was responsible for changing around their youth setup, Roger.
Yeah, it's been an appointment. It's been a long time coming. Yeah. Stuart Robertson spoke long before last season finished about Rangers' desire to bring in a director of football to work with a manager. At that stage, it looked as if the director of football would be in first. It's funny how things change. Pedro Cascina came in, and they've waited. You know, they looked at Ross Wilson at Southampton. He backed away from the process, if you remember, towards the end of last season. They've waited to get someone they believe is the right man. Mark Allen clearly is that man. He comes with a decent pedigree. He's worked with some big names down south, Pep Guardiola being the last of them. And he will now be charged with organising the football department at Rangers. We spoke about Partick Thistle, the young players coming through. I think one of the bugbears for Rangers fans in recent times has been there's been too few homegrown players coming through Auchinhowie. And he'll look at the youth structure, he'll look at recruitment, he'll look at every facet of that football department and do everything he can, not just to help Pedro Cascina, but probably to put a structure in place there that's going to help Pedro Kishina's successor and his successor after that.
Some quotes coming out from Rangers from Managing Director Stuart Robertson. First of all, we said we would not rush into an appointment as we wanted the right candidate and we feel Mark is the best man for the job. We look forward to working with him closely in the years ahead in what will be an important role at the club. It went from being a priority at the start to them taking a bit of time.
Yeah, and listen, Stuart Robertson, you know, he said he always said it would take time. No, I'm not too sure that's what they did say. I think they were keen to make an appointment much, much quicker than this. I think Ross Wilson was the one they had eyed straight away. He backed away. And then at that stage, I think they just thought, right, you know, Pedro Kishina is here. We'll allow him to go and do his work. We will take a step back. We will have a proper process to get the man we want. And now they've gone and got Mark Allen. As we say, his work down at Manchester City has been lauded. He's been credited with playing a big role in the construction of that Etihad campus, just, you know, the other side of the road from the stadium, where all the training's now done, where the youth teams now play their games. I think the ladies team play their games there as well, Alison. He's a decent pedigree, it looks like, for Rangers, and a bit like a new player signing, a bit like Johnny Hayes or Liam Lindsay. You know, Mark Allen's big work now stands for Rangers.
Mark Allen has said, "I've loved every minute of my time with Manchester City. They're a club with fantastic people and fantastic supporters. But the time is right for me to look for a fresh challenge and I'm joining one of the truly great football clubs. I'm honoured to join Rangers and work with the board of directors, Pedro Kishina, his management team and the staff at the club." It'll take a bit of time for us to understand exactly where he's going to fit into all this.
Mark Allen?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll have a directorial role. He'll be responsible. He'll be answerable, I should say, to the board. They will want him to put a structure in place that maybe hasn't been in place for a few years at a football club. He will look at, as we say, recruitment. He'll help Pedro Kishina bring players in who are ready for the first team. But he'll also look at youth recruitment. He'll look at the structures at Auchinhowie. He'll want to know how many players are coming through. Whether the under-20s and under-17s and 16s and 15s have enough talent in them that's going to provide a regular source of homegrown players for the first team in years to come. And if they don't, he'll try and alter that structure to ensure that Rangers get the pick of the young talent in Scotland.
So that's the news tonight. The Rangers have finally appointed their director of football, Mark Allen, being appointed in to that job. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboards at £5,000 fans. Susie will have the travel after these.
You could be next on the Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
£5,000 fan. Register now at ClydeOne.com.
Clyde One.
Roger Hanna here with me, Alison Conroy, through until 7 o'clock on Clyde One Super Scoreboards at £5,000 fan. Go straight on to the lines. John and Paisley's given us a call. Hello, John.
How's it, Alison?
All right.
Again. Not bad, Roger.
Hi, John.
This guy, Mark Allen, what's his pedigree? He's a bit of background.
Well, you know something? He's had a very strange career. He was a young footballer. He's Welsh. I think he comes from just outside Cardiff. And he was a young footballer at Swindon Town. Didn't really make it at the top level as he wanted. Moved into business, into commerce. Before he was at Manchester City, I believe his last job was in one of the commercial departments at MTV, the music channel. So he has been all over the place, but his last, I think, 9 or 10 years, he's been involved at City. Now, one of his jobs, and he's not necessarily what you might describe as, you know, people look at directors of football, and I think they always think of, you know, football people.
Yeah.
Whereas he was a young football player, I don't think he fits into the profile of, you know, for argument's sake, a Harry Redknapp or a Glenn Hoddle or a person like that. I think a lot of what attracted Rangers to Mark Allen was his business acumen, his organisational skills, and the way he can draw together what we might describe as a sort of modern day football department, pulling all the strands together from first team to youth team, youth development, recruitment of players, a scouting network. And you've heard Rangers fans for a few years now complaining there's nobody coming through that Auchinhowie, or, you know, where are the scouts? Why are Rangers scouts missing this player or that player? This is what Mark Allen will be charged with. He'll be charged with making sure that there's a proper scouting network at home and overseas. He'll be charged with looking at the youth system. Is it working as well as it could be? Does it need streamlined? Does it need enhanced? Is Pedro Kishina happy with his staff? Does his staff need enhanced? Is the sports science enough? You know, is the medical department enough? All of that will all come under his remit. He's done it at Manchester City. By all, I don't really know the man at all, but by all accounts, when we've been looking at him over the last week or 10 days since the story originally broke that he was coming, he does seem to be quite highly regarded in those parts. He had a key role in pulling together all the different departments that the Manchester City were taking to this quite impressive Etihad complex, and he seems to have been congratulated by City for the work he did on that role. That's what's brought him to the attention of Rangers. But listen, as we said earlier, it's like a football player. What he's done in the past really doesn't matter anymore. It's what he does in the future.
Well, what I would say, going with what you're saying here, he seems to, Man City were a shambles about 10, 15 years ago. So let's be honest, until somebody's pumped money into him. So to get that structure together, must have been, really good. Because, look at him now. I haven't said that, Man City buy players and don't the fruit. You don't see much of their fruit, to be honest with you, do you?
Well, they've had a few decent young players come through. You know, they do buy young players as well. All you need to do is look at the likes of Jason Denier, Patrick Roberts, young lads like that who have been up here, who said they have bought it, 16 or 17 or 18. Maybe if they felt that there wasn't enough coming through their own system. Top clubs do that now. If you can buy a 16-year-old at £5 million, it might save you having to spend £50 million on them in 5 years' time. So that is part of the remit. That sort of scouting network was part of Mark Allen's job down there. I don't expect him to be working with the same type of sums when he comes to Scottish football, but the job description will be broadly similar.
Oh, my God, upwards anyway. That's moving forward again. You know what I mean? Considering we're bringing in a lot of players and we're bringing, so it's onward and upwards. Can I get any worse than what it was years ago when it was let, the scouting network was let go disarray? To be honest with you, the money wasn't put towards it. But look at Billy Gilmour, Billy Gilmour's away from Chelsea, so there must be some good fruit coming out of Rangers. Just a pity because of the money situation. There's big attraction down south, isn't there? Well, thanks, Roger.
Well, that's the thing. Rangers lost Billy Gilmour before his 16th birthday down to Chelsea. Oddly enough, I noticed his younger brother, young lad called Harvey, signed a new contract with Kilmarnock yesterday. So Billy's now got a bit of rivalry for being the best player in the house. He will do well, I'm sure, down at Chelsea. There was very little Rangers could have done. The way the rules work on signing players before they turn 16 years of age, there was nothing effective Rangers could have done other than try and negotiate up the best sort of compensation package for Billy Gilmour, and he goes with the club's best wishes. If there are more like Billy Gilmour there, either younger or older, then it'll help Pedro Kachina and it'll make Mark Allen's new job a lot easier. But it'll be fascinating to see what changes he affects at the football club.
This is the Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Grand fan.
Thanks to John and Paisley. Now time to get our final contestant of the night on the phone for Super Scoreboard's Five Grand Fan. It's Des Kane and Airdrie. Hello, Des.
Hi, Alison.
How are you?
Ah, fine, not too bad.
Good, and you're a Scotland fan, I'm told.
Aye. Yeah, I don't really. I used to go to Albion Rovers and Airdrie games when I was younger, but kind of fell away from going to games now, so I'm a chair fan.
So how are you feeling about Scotland's chances after that 2-2 draw?
A wee bit more optimistic, obviously, but long term, a lot of good young laddies coming through, so hopefully we qualify, if not this one, for next tournament.
Right, five seems to be a popular number to finish on in this Five Grand Fan, so let's see how you can fare. It is 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. You can pass, but I need to take your first answer. All right, Des?
All right,
Which Scottish League One side did Sir Alex Ferguson end his playing career with?
Simon.
Which London team play their home games in the Shepherd's Bush area?
Fulham.
Barcelona and what other team make up the Catalan Derby?
Espanyol.
In 2008, which country did Queen of the South play a UEFA Cup qualifying match in?
Malta.
How many teams in the Scottish Professional Leagues have Athletic in their name?
Three.
Anfield Stadium was home to which Scottish club until 1993? Okay. Few toughies in there. How do you think you got on, Des?
About four, I think.
You got a two, I can tell
you.
Oh
dear.
Yes. Which Scottish League One side did Alex Ferguson end his playing career with, Roger?
I think it was Air United.
It was. Which London team play their home games in the Shepherd's Bush area? Queen's Park, yeah. Barcelona and Espanyol make up the Catalan derby. In 2008, which country did Queen of the South play a UEFA Cup qualifying match in? Do you remember?
Denmark.
It was. How many teams in the Scottish professional leagues have Athletic in their name? Roger's racking his brains over there.
I actually thought four.
Four is correct. It's Annan, Forfar, Alloa and Dunfermline. And you're right, Anfield was home to Stirling Albion until 1993. So there's, you got two, but thanks for registering and taking part. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You did all right there, Roger.
Tricky questions, though. This is just keeping me going till beat the pundit starts again at the start of the season, you see.
Keeping the mind ticking over,
isn't
it?
This is my pre-season training, Alison.
Yes. Now, a blow for Ross County today. Liam Boyce has left for Burton Albion. The striker signed a three-year deal with the Championship side for a record fee for the club. Another player opting to head down south.
And a big setback for Ross County because... If you look at Dundee, when Dundee lost Kane Hemmings and Greg Stewart last summer, they lost upwards of 30 goals and just didn't replace them and get sucked into a real relegation scrap that ultimately cost Paul Hartley his job. Liam Boyce scored 23 on his own. He scored more league goals than Moussa Dembele or Scott Sinclair last season. He was crucial to everything that Ross County did. If you remember his four goals in the derby against Cali Thistle on a Friday night just after the split, he will be a big loss. He'll be as big a loss to Ross County as Liam Lindsay will be to Partick Thistle. And a bit like Alan Archibald now, Jim McIntyre faces a big task in replacing him. He's already got Alex Schalk in a new deal. Craig Curran's there as well. But expect Ross County to move in to the transfer market. They've got a fair wage of money for Boyce. Expect them to go and look for a striker now.
When the news came out of this today, there was a lot of frustration on Twitter. A few replies, can't believe that another Scottish club didn't come in for him and he's opted to go to Burton Albion.
Yeah, absolutely. When you see the fee, I believe the fee's round about £500,000. That might have been a little bit rich for most of the clubs in Scotland. He's a good player, I like him. He finished the season as Northern Ireland's first choice centre forward ahead of the likes of Kyle Lafferty or Billy Mackay or Josh McGuinness or any of these guys. A bit like Johnny Hayes, he could just be a late developer. He had a chance at Werder Bremen as a kid. He had a trial at Celtic as a kid as well. Didn't really set the heather alight at either place. But at the age of 26, he's playing very, very well. And, you know, his old Ross County teammate Jackson Irvin went down there and has done terrifically well to the point that Burton Albion are struggling to keep him at the club. There's so many people want to buy him. If Burton Albion can get the same out of Liam Boyce, it'll be a really good move for them.
We say that Liam Boyce has been great for Ross County. Ross County have been great for Liam Boyce as well, getting the international football as well.
Yeah, they have. It's a deal that's worked out very well. He came for not a lot of money from Cliftonville in Northern Ireland. He scored a lot of goals, 23 in the league alone last season. Some will say he's earned his big money move. He's earned his 3-year deal down there at Burton Albion. It's a decent level Championship football down there. Nigel Clough will believe that having taken Burton up, having kept them up, he'll now want to try and push up that league, and that's why he's been bringing in players like Liam Boyce. Good luck to the lad, but it is a blow for Jim McIntyre up there.
Just want to go to rugby briefly. We're rapidly running out of time, but some sad news today that former Scotland lock Doddy Weir is suffering from motor neuron disease, Roger.
Yeah, terrible disease, terrible news for Doddy and his family. I believe he's down in New Zealand watching the British Lions at the minute. He was diagnosed, I'm told, several months ago. It has been a very well-kept secret among family and friends. Already a lot of support coming in from Scottish rugby, from world rugby. It's only about 4 months ago that the legendary South Africa player Joost van der Westhuizen lost his personal battle with MND. You hear people in this show often enough speaking about Fernando Rixon and his battle. It's a terrible illness, and I think everyone in the show, everyone in Scottish sport, wishes all the best to Doddy Weir and his family.
And Doddy saying that he'll devote his time towards assisting research and raising awareness and funds. So his thoughts turning to others.
Already, that is the type of guy he is. Hugely popular in the game. Since he retired, he's only 46 years of age, but in the 10 years since he retired, he has become a very popular speaker in the after dinner circuit. A lot of people will have been touched by this news today. Everyone will want to support Doddy and the Weir family going forward, and all we can do is wish him the very best.
This is the Clyde One Super Scoreboard 5 Grand Fan.
And that's it for this evening. Andy Murray's out of Queen's Club. Rangers have appointed Mark Allen as their new director of football. I'm back tomorrow night with Gordon DL. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the day's sports news at Clyde1.com/SSB and of course on Twitter at Clyde SSB. But from Roger and myself, good evening.